This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The flip side of industries adding jobs, of course, is that there are still a whole lot of industries and businesses out there doing all they can, including raising pay, yes, to get people to sign on. It's quickly becoming, if it isn't already, a single business's biggest challenge. And that gets us to R.G. Lamar. I met him a couple of years ago on a reporting trip to Georgia. He's a third-generation pecan farmer working on his family farm. And just because it's good to call people up and check in from time to time, we did. R.G., it's good to talk to you again. How you been?
Oh, been good. Lots happened, huh?
Well, it kind of has, both for the world, but also for your company. So, look, let's set the stage here. We were down there 3.5, 4 years ago in Hawkinsville, Georgia, walked amongst the pecan trees. And one of the things you got to talking about as we were talking about the state of your industry is how dependent on China you were and how you really kind of wanted to diversify. So talk me through the last 3 years in your pecan business.
So I think we had just gone into the tariff war last time we talked. China had put tariffs on our product. We went from selling pecans for nearly $3 a pound to last year, we sold most of our crop for less than $1 a pound. And that obviously had a big impact on our bottom line. So you mentioned that I was looking for ways to diversify then, and we have really pursued that in a big way. With my business partner, Stephanie Stuckey, we bought her father out in Stuckey's Corporation, the old convenience store chain that you probably know.
I do.
And then we went and bought a pecan shelling facility and a candy making factory. I've picked my family up from Hawkinsville, where we've lived my whole life, and moved near Augusta, Georgia, and we're now running a candy factory and pecan shelling plant.
So in the face of a tariff war and what would turn out to be a global pandemic, you kind of leaned in and said, listen, we got to grow and expand and figure out how to do things bigger.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, for us, a lot of it was in agriculture, you often find yourself just taking a price, and the price you're offered is affected by things you have no control over. And so it's attractive to me to still be in the pecan industry, but in a way that we've got a little bit more control over whether we succeed or fail.
Talk to me about labor costs for a second, specifically in this economy right now, because as you know, as a small business person, or I don't know, maybe you're a medium business person now, labor is a challenge, let's say.
Yeah, that has been extremely difficult. And the plant that we bought is in a very rural area, so there's not a huge pool of labor here to begin with. But we rolled out a new compensation program and brought everybody up to more what we thought was market rates. But just as we were doing that, market rates were going through the roof. Mm-hmm. So we have not found a whole lot of solutions. I mean, we found with Stuckey's there's a tremendous potential for us, but we have a sales funnel right now full of leads that we're just not even touching because we don't have the capacity to supply them because we can't get the people to make the product.
Would you do it again?
Yeah, I would do it again. You know, I do think there's a way forward for us, but it's just going to take longer than I wanted.
So look, the economy's doing pretty well. The pandemic, you know, we're coming through it in whatever fashion that looks like wherever you are in the country. Do you feel at risk for your business until we get through the pandemic, or are you going to be all right until we get to that point?
Well, the crazy thing about this pandemic is consumer demand has been soaring. Yeah. So I actually am very optimistic about our business right now and the demand we're seeing. We just have to figure out all these labor and supply chain issues.
Oh, is that all? Is that all you got to do?
That's all. Yeah. Like I said, I'm optimistic guy.
Fair enough. R.G. Lamar, we knew him when he was running his family farm. He's now the president of Stuckey's Corporation down. He's in Augusta. The company, I think, is in Atlanta. R.G., thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.